please.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, we would like to thank you, Chair, for your tremendous efforts in preparing this document, and we really do appreciate your desire to have a consensus on almost all topics. The current document is a new one, and as for many delegations, we still consider it in the capital, but we have two preliminary remarks regarding the proposed text, and following your appeal, I will be very precise and concise. Paragraph 27, regarding the security assurances. The second sentence in this paragraph, and I quote, some state parties expressed concern regarding the violation of the security assurances contained in the Budapest Memorandum signed in 1994, end of quote. We believe that it's clear that violation is being done by one particular country, and everything what is following in this paragraph is the result of that violation. We believe that it will be more factual if we clearly identify that the violation is done by one signatory, and we proposed after the word "the violation" to include the words "by one signatory," and the sentence would read as the following. Some states parties express concern regarding the violation by one signatory of the security assurances contained in the Budapest Memorandum signed in 1994. This regarding the paragraph 27. The second comment we have regarding the paragraph 141, which is exactly about Ukraine. In this paragraph, in the first sentence, we have the qualification, you put the qualification, ongoing armed conflict. There is no any armed conflict in Ukraine. If you want to use more legally proven definition, we can refer to the International Court of Justice, to the International Criminal Court, to the Red Cross resolutions, where the exact qualification of what is going on in Ukraine is given. This is at least international armed conflict. But we would prefer to give the qualification which is given by United Nations General Assembly itself in March 2022. It's the first resolution adopted after the Russian invasion. Resolution A/RES/ES11/1. The name of this resolution consists of three words only, and I quote, aggression against Ukraine. So we propose in the first sentence, instead of armed conflict, to put the name of this resolution, which is clearly gives the indication what is going on in Ukraine. So the first sentence would read, many state parties expressed grave concern for the nuclear safety and security situation in Ukraine in the context of the ongoing aggression against Ukraine. And the last comment regarding the same paragraph, we believe that the text would benefit significantly from the last resolution of the, again, United Nations General Assembly. So we are talking about the existing documents adopted by the highest authority in UN. And this resolution of 11th July 2024, R/RES/78/316, and we proposed, actually, we gave the wording to the Secretariat. We propose to supplement this paragraph 141 with a new paragraph, factual, small factual paragraph, and I quote, state parties emphasize the importance of full and effective implementation of the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 78/316, safety and security of nuclear facilities of Ukraine, including the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. I thank you, Chair.